Atlantic High School Guidance Counselor Craig Ferdin joining us today, and we're going to talk a little bit about the college fair that's coming to Atlantic here this week, coming up on Tuesday. It's an opportunity for a lot of youngsters to learn a lot more about some of the most important decisions they're going to make in their young lives. Craig, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim. I really appreciate being able to talk to you about the program and kind of give some of the benefits for students and for the community.
I hate to call it just a college shopping experience, but hey, we all college shop at one time or another, it seems like, and those are important decisions. You know, you see some kids that sometimes make the wrong decision for them in their track. You know, those are tough things to have to go through and have to find and rectify those at a later date, whether it's the right program that you're into, the right school offering a certain program you're looking for. There's so many questions to ask and so much to go through. It's nice to have it all kind of in a one-stop shop.
It sure is. You know, we've got representatives from two-year programs, from four-year programs, from the military, from cosmetology schools, different health science academies. So it's an opportunity for kids to look at post-secondary education. You know, we release our seniors at 2 o'clock and our juniors release at 2:15, 2:30 for our sophomores and our freshmen about 3 o'clock. So it gives them a chance to kind of explore different options out there once they finish high school.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a change in timing for this. It's coming up this Tuesday, September 23rd, from about 2 to 3:15 in the afternoon. It used to be a night session.
It used to be a night session, and, you know, we didn't have the attendance we really wanted to have. School was out, and kids would tend not to come, or they were involved in activities. The one benefit of the evening program was it was more available to parents and to the community. But we thought, since the primary focus is the students, we wanted to have it during the school day as part of our curriculum.
As I said up front, these are important decisions, and I know some students will spend a whole lot of time taking this very seriously and do a lot of study and research on their own to come up with the best decisions possible, and not just, for example, going to the place where your favorite sports team happens to play, you know, doing something that's right for you. But there are some students that really don't take a lot of time or maybe aren't sure exactly what they're looking for or what fits their needs, and this is a big help.
This really is. It gives them a chance to start, you know, the shopping early, in essence. They're trying to find a program that might interest them, look to see what programs are out there. And, you know, the unique thing about post-secondary education is that there are probably some programs that will be in existence in 2 or 3 years when these kids get through that aren't in existence right now. So things are always changing. So every year that when the kids go to the college fair, they can look into new programs that are just being developed.
I don't know how much time you spend in the office here visiting with students about their futures and, you know, specifics and what have you, but it's tough anymore because technology changes the world so rapidly anymore that what a student as a senior in high school thinks might be the perfect career track for them, after 4, maybe 5 years of college, that career track may have dried up.
It may, or it may have, you know, been shipped out and outsourced to a different country. You know, there's a lot, all kinds of things that come into play. So it's really important for them to stay up in the different types of technologies and careers that are available. And, you know, the one positive thing with technology, I think, is that the students are able to look at schools that aren't in the region. You can do a virtual tour online on the East Coast, West Coast, or anywhere in the world. And so it's really opened up the avenues for those students to look at schools outside of Iowa or the Midwest.
Yeah, I remember all those college brochures that just lined the wall in the high school guidance counselor's offices. I don't really see so much of that anymore.
No, those really have gone by the wayside. You know, kids are in a world of technology, social media. A lot of kids will get onto the Facebook page of different schools, and they look at programs that way, or just access their websites, and like I said, do visual virtual tours of different campuses. But, you know, the students really can't ignore all that's going on in Iowa either. I think Iowa has probably one of the best education systems in the country as far as a variety with the two-year programs, four-year programs, graduate degrees. So, you know, it's really a good place to start looking here in Iowa and in the Midwest.
Do you get asked a lot of questions by students? Do you spend a lot of time here talking about future and what might be right or best for some of these students?
Yeah, we do. As we register students each year for classes for the following year, we're always asking at this point what their focus is, so we can make sure we have the right classes for them while they're going through high school. You know, there's still a large number of students that may go to attend a college simply because they had a relative attend or because a brother or sister went there, and that's still going to be commonplace, you know, because they're familiar with it and they have some loyalties toward those schools. So, you know, that still exists, but I think because of the advertisement through the media, students are starting to look outside just this local area.
Yeah, well, and we use the term college, but quite frankly, like Craig said up front, we mean a lot of different things. It might be a VOTEC program. It might be some sort of a specific targeted school that folks might be looking for something like a cosmetology or something along those lines. Four-year traditional college isn't necessarily always right for everyone. And sometimes folks, because of lifetime circumstances, aren't able to maybe complete what they wanted to do, or their path changes a little bit. This, we talk about this being for students, but it's also open to the public, too.
Well, it certainly is. We invite the public to come in. You know, there may be people that maybe either aren't content with their job, or they've lost a job because the company may have closed and are looking at going back to school and being a non-traditional student. And as you said, Jim, there are a lot of programs out there that you can get a one-year diploma degree or a two-year associate's degree. And the jobs pay very well. They're highly in demand. And you're only paying back 1 or 2 years of college loans at a community college rather than 4 years at a private university.
Yeah, that's the other side of that, too. Hate to bring up the money thing, but college is expensive if you haven't been paying attention. And if you do make some mistakes along the way, picking the wrong school, the wrong program, those types of things, and suddenly you have to change course, wow, it's more than just a big, heavy sail to turn. It's a financial burden, too.
Well, you know, for a number of years, the information was out there that people change careers 5 times in a lifetime. And that's not changing jobs. That's changing total careers. So, you know, we're trying to keep in mind for the students, you know, do some investigating into different things, experiment with things when you're in high school, look at different classes and different programs, and be a little bit more sure, at least the general field you're going into when you get started, rather than just assuming since third grade you want to be a doctor and just jumping into pre-med right away without really looking to see what it entails.
Yeah, you bet. And that's why internships, things like that, are important, too. Sometimes you can get those experiences in high school, so you have an idea of where you're going and whether or not it's the right path for you. But this is an opportunity for kids not just to do the virtual thing online or come and talk to the high school guidance counselor. This is a chance to actually talk to someone face-to-face from these institutions, because sometimes they can answer questions that you might not be able to find answers for elsewhere.
That's true, and we did send out an article to all the students about what a college visit should be and what a career fair or a college fair should be like as far as the kinds of questions to ask. And the part of technology that comes into play, students can now register for these college fairs online, mm-hmm. get a barcode and put it into their smartphone, and just let the college just scan that barcode and send them the information. You know, so that part of the technology is there, but you're right, Jim, they've got a face-to-face contact. They can meet with a college rep, talk about the programs, set up visits, and you know, it is really beneficial, and rather than going and traveling the state's coming to them.
Yeah, and we mentioned this is not just for students, it's for adults in the community that want to do this as well. It's also not just confined to the Atlantic School District.
No, we've got, normally every year we have a busload of students coming over from the Oakland Riverside District and also from Elkhorn and Xyra. So it's nice to have area schools send their students over for this, and it really fits into the career portion of what a guidance curriculum should be.
You know, Craig, with so many students these days getting so many credits toward college classes while they're still in high school, I mean, that's a great benefit that we really didn't have the benefit of when we were in school. Is it smart now to kind of get an earlier start on identifying careers and schools and things? You know, maybe waiting till your senior year is not appropriate anymore.
Well, you know, I think starting, you know, the state starts a little early. They require that you do in the I Have a Plan Iowa program, you have a career in mind in eighth grade. Well, that's pretty early, because things change, you know. But I think just exploring interests and having interest inventory, looking at different kinds of work skills, mm-hmm. Looking at different kinds of value sorter to figure out what you really value in a job is really important at a young age, and then finding jobs that fit into those particular roles.
Well, it's still important to have some fun when you're a kid, but you do need to buckle down a little bit and start to take a look at those important lifetime decisions that are coming up not too far down the road. Well, this is all a free event that's coming up. This is something that folks, whether they're students or members of the community, there's no charge for this.
Yeah, it's open to the public. It's no charge. You know, we sponsor this every year, and every year we have more and more adults showing up. And you know, we have students that may have graduated 4 or 5 years ago, may have started school and decided that it wasn't for them, and they come back occasionally too to look at different program options.
You bet. Well, and maybe mom and dad or grandma and grandpa might be interested in looking around just to kind of see what's out there, if maybe they can help their child as they get to that age too, and make some better give them some better advice, you know, as they get more informed themselves, too. So there's a lot of benefit to something like that. Again, this Tuesday, September 23rd at the Atlantic High School from 2 until 3:15. And is there anything else that I should know that we should share with folks that we haven't talked about?
Well, that's all the details. Again, we really welcome the public to come in. I love to see adults here mixing with the kids, and it gives the adults also a chance to see what kinds of things kids are experiencing up here at the high school as far as things that are career-oriented that are part of the guidance program.
Excellent. Craig, thanks so much. Good start to the school year so far?
Been a great start, and we're really excited to get through this month. We've got ACT tests coming up later on, and we've got pretty busy fall. Students are enrolled currently in Iowa Western classes here in town. We have quite a few kids taking classes down at the center here in town, and we're excited about that opportunity as well.
I don't know why we use the Gregorian calendar, because we pretty much live our lives on the school calendar anymore, don't we? Very good. Well, Craig, again, thanks so much, and good luck with the program.
All right, thanks a lot, Jim.